Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And one of the most important guests we have on monthly is Tex Mars. Tex is on at least once a month. And your website is powerofprophecy.com. You have amazing newsletters that people need to subscribe to, books, etc. We also have replicated many of them over at clayandiron.com. That's our website, clayandiron.com. Tex, you've got an article that's coming out in the October newsletter, and I think we should dive right into that because there's a lot of people in a lot of confusion as to what's happening, what's likely to happen. Let's start off with some of the latest intelligence reports and this letter, the analysis that you did of the 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, and U.S. President Barack Obama telling Israel no. What's the background?
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, first of all, I'll mention that there are a couple of other websites of people who are very, very accurate in what they do. Franklin Lamb, who's been fighting the satanic environmental movement for many years. Veterans Today, Gordon McDuff has done a good job in this area, too. So I just want to give credit where credit is due about this new 82-page draft report that's making its rounds in Washington, D.C., and of course the Jewish lobby has got copies of it, and they are absolutely furious at the U.S. government. And here's what we have coming up here, and why we see Netanyahu being snubbed. And, you know, they're not going to let him visit the White House, and why should they? Because Netanyahu is now an enemy of the United States, according to this report. It's an 82-page report. It's been published, and it is agreed to by all, listen to this, this is amazing, all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. And the Pentagon, we're talking about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey of the Army. This report is called Preparing for a Post-Israel Middle East. And it says, and I'm going to give one sentence out of it. It says that Israel, given its current brutal occupation and belligerence, cannot be salvaged. It says that Israel is out of touch with the political, military, and economic realities of the Middle East. It says that Israel is a bloody aggressor, militant nation. It's a rogue nation. Its criminal activity is illegal and immoral. And that Israel is lying about Iran's, to put it bluntly, lying about Iran's nuclear capabilities. All 16 U.S. intelligence agencies together say that Iran has no nuclear weapons, they're not developing nuclear weapons, and that this is just a flat-out lie by Netanyahu and Israel, who are determined to get America into a war. Now, General Dempsey evidently went to Israel, flew to Israel just last month, where he must have briefed Netanyahu on this report. It's in draft form now. We don't know when it'll be out. If Romney is elected, he has promised to kill it. If Obama is reelected, he has promised to publish it. He's promised his insiders. But Dempsey informed Netanyahu that Iran is not a threat to the United States nor to Israel, and that the United States will not be responsible for what happens if Israel decides to go it alone. In fact, he has said, and he said this after in a press conference that the Associated Press reported, our general, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff said this. He said, I don't want to be complicit if Israel attacks Iran. He's also told Iran that as long as Iran does not mess with American resources, in other words, if Iran does not attack our troops in Iraq or Afghanistan, if Iran does not attack our naval forces operating in the Persian Gulf, then we will not be involved if Israel attacks. Now, Netanyahu is furious, and that is why they are doing everything they can to destroy Obama, believe it or not, and to promote Romney. That is also why Romney flew to Israel 2 weeks ago and promised them as president he would go along with war against Iran and would cooperate for the destruction of Iran. So basically, we have Obama saying, I will no longer be a puppet of the Jews. And by the way, that's why he fired Rahm Emanuel. And as you know, Dr. Bill. You and I were two of the only guys that reported the truth about that. He fired Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff. So Obama has had enough of the Jews telling him what to do, and that's why he's going to his base, the Hispanics, the blacks, the illegal aliens, the Hollywood community, the super liberals, the unions, the feminist crazies who are lesbians, all in the homosexual community. He's rounding them all up in the possibility, and it's a very strong possibility now, that he will be reelected. If he is, then we will not see war in the Middle East. In fact, I believe the United States will work with Russia and with other parties, perhaps China, to stifle Israel. Not to defeat Israel, not to make life more complicated, but simply to cut off any possibility of war, of World War III. Romney, on the other hand, is part of the Mormon church system, which has a special agreement, I believe, with the Israelis. And as you know, the Mormon church is a Judaic cult that believes it is the two of the 12 tribes of Israel. And so they have a special understanding with Israel, and that's why Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Mitt Romney came out of college together and were placed by the Mossad and the CIA working together there at the Boston Consultancy, and then later Bain Capital, that is run by a former Israeli Mossad spy officer, Odi Gadish. In other words, the chairman of Bain, the same company that Mitt Romney worked for two decades, is run, and I believe is an Israeli front group. So Mitt Romney is a psionym. He is an Israeli covert spy. The Mormon church is involved. They know what's going on. But this 82-page report, all 16 intelligence agencies say we've got to cut the strings with Israel or America and its economy will be dead. So we now want to just say to Israel, and this is the 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. We're talking about the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, all 16. It's an amazing situation. For the first time, now you'll remember that the president who tried to make Israel stop its warlike belligerence back in 1963 was John F. Kennedy. He was murdered for his efforts. Already, in a newspaper from Atlanta, the Jewish newspaper, the editor, Mr. Adler, published an article in which he threatened. He said, if Obama will not go along with what Netanyahu and Israel wants, we will have to assassinate him. So the threat has already been made in a major American Jewish publication that if Obama doesn't go along, he'll be murdered. Now, many Israelis, said, hey,
so what you're saying, Texas, what you're saying, Texas,
I believe that man was
saying,
forced Texas out of his job because right. But I believe it was a message to Obama that if he doesn't cooperate. Meanwhile, you'll remember what happened when Obama and Medvedev met, and he didn't know the microphone was on. He said, tell my good friend Vladimir Putin that after the election and I win my second term, I can be more flexible. And I think that's what he's really saying was, look, I know what Israel wants. I know they want to drag us all into a world war. But after I win election, we can work on that little problem. And I believe so we have a real
exactly.
Problem.
Exactly. I think you're right on. I think that if Obama gets in,
they're interfering in American. This report says it recalls the Israeli firsters and the Zionists. It says they are engaging in gross interference in the internal affairs of the United States.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients to promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and excellent analysis, Tex. I would say, to summarize, if you vote for Obama, there probably won't be a major war. If you vote for Romney, you can pretty well guarantee it. We know that Obama is ticked off with the supporters from Sabbatean Jews are beating the war drums, even though a majority of the forces inside Israel, including the IDF and three other agencies, basically mutinied and stopped the war from happening several months ago. The word I have from our supporters is that there probably won't be an attack, if there is one, unilaterally by Israel before, until after the Holy Days. But the fact is, I don't think Netanyahu thinks he can count on American support if he does even a partial air attack. So the analysis is, if Romney gets in, you can pretty well guarantee a stupid war. And if Obama gets in, he'll make a deal with Islam, partition the state of Israel, allow the Jews to set up their sacrifice and bring in a peace treaty that'll start 7 years of tribulation to the Jews. The problem is Jews, the Sabbatean Jews that run the state of Israel and the globalists, which are satanic atheists, very, very few are actually what we call Torah Jews, that believe in the ancient Torah like the ancient Hebrews. The most of the Jews actually have become Messianic that have any sense. And if you become Messianic and you say move from Russia as a doctor to Israel, you lose all your benefits, you lose all your position. You can't even find a job sweeping in front of a cafe. You have to leave the country. So the state of Israel is extremely racist, but also spiritually racist. They even have a hierarchy among Jews, whether you're Ashkenazi, etc. So we want the Jews to repent because their pathway that they're following right now is one heading toward destruction. And that's exactly what was prophesied when Jesus said, I saw the fig tree, and when he went to it, it had no fruit. He cursed it, and the tree died. And, of course, the reason is that's a subtype of the return of the state of Israel, which is basically a fruitless fig tree. There is no fruit. The state of Israel right now was founded as a communist, atheistic nation, and now it's going down a pathway that could lead the world toward World War III, and Netanyahu, should be called Nuts and Yahoo, is trying to actually push America by going last Sunday to the American public, during meddling in public affairs of the United States during an election year, and manipulating at the highest levels Obama and the Romney campaigns through the Mossad and through the Bain Capitalists, that are all these other very evil agencies that have totally infiltrated our security forces, so that they can push America to do something stupid and destructive not only to Israel but the whole planet.
Absolutely. So we have sort of a Hobson's choice here, which means we're damned either way. There's no doubt that Obama, if he can't get Congress to go along, he will use executive orders in a second term to bring us into a socialist communist state, a big brother police state, you know, complete with concentration camps and the whole bit. On the other hand,
30,000
Mitt Romney will bring us a world war that will collapse the global economy and the United States, and then we'll use that as the pretext to slap incredible big brother police state controls on America. In other words, we get the very same thing from the other end of the gun.
So in other words, you can have a big brother
Romney
light.
I think actually be more dangerous because he's in league with the super capitalists, the ones who really don't believe in free enterprise system, the super capitalists, the Jews and the others who run the banking system and such. And I think we've got a real problem there. Now, what frightens me about Mitt Romney is for the last 4 years, almost 5 years now, since the crash of 2008, the Federal Reserve has been reinflating the banking system. And, of course, tens of trillions of dollars. We have no idea how much. I mean, the American deficit, $16 trillion, is peanuts compared to how much the Fed has printed and given to banks around the world. I believe they're almost reinflated back to 2007, 2008 levels. But they've got the money. And I want to emphasize this to people out there. After all of this printing, the world's economies are still about to collapse. In fact, things are very gloomy. The storm clouds are gathering. However,
it's all by design, though, isn't it?
The banks, Dr. Bill, the banks have got their money in one of two places, either in offshore banking institutions, you know, from Aruba to the Bahamas to whatever, to the banks of Israel. In fact, there's a very infamous picture that I just saw last week it was, when Bernanke was at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for the big, you know, World Bankers Conference, let's just call it that, economic conference, showed he and the head of the Bank of Israel walking down the sidewalk together, virtually holding hands. I'm talking about the Fed Reserve's Ben Bernanke and the head of the Bank of Israel. You can, if you're a Jewish banker or you're in with their system, you can hide your money in Israeli banks in Tel Aviv, or, of course, with your Bain Capital, It's either Israeli banks or these offshore institutions. So they're ready to collapse the world's economy because they have their money all hidden in these secret institutions.
Exactly. Now, let me go through some math here so people understand. 87% of the printed and electronic dollars on the planet are denominated in U.S. dollars. I talked some years ago to a senior security officer in Britain who actually was taking care of these rows, 90 foot high, quarter mile long buildings loaded to the top, shrink wrap with U.S. dollars, gold bullion, etc., for the Saudi Arabian family.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. They literally, the Saudis could literally write off the debt with one check, okay? So what we have is a situation where there's dynastic wealth that's accumulated in Saudi Arabia. And yes, when you look at their books, they kind of, what they take and they spend, but they've got so much accumulated wealth. To a great extent, Obama's behavior is also being bent by the Saudis. We even have with Uma Abedin, which is the senior assistant for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, we see that there's an infiltration and a Sunni aspect of this policy. And the Sunni Muslims have been calling and saying, well, where is your support, Obama? And Obama is an apologist for Sunni Islam, even if he's not an overt Muslim, because he drinks and he does things that are, quote, unacceptable. But the fact is he refers to it as the holy book, Quran. What I see happening is, and most people don't realize this, that if you have 87% of the dollars, and now you start printing trillions of dollars, according to this QE3, which is what we call infinite QE3, probably in a year or two, it won't be 87%, it'll be 95% of the world currency, either printed or electronic dollars, loaned to banks all over the world. Because when you have 0% interest, the only way a bank can make money is if they actually take this funny money. They can't make any money, and they can't stay afloat unless they absorb this massive false debt, which is printed in U.S. dollars. It's not printed in yuan, it's not printed in renminbi, it's not printed in rubles, it's printed in U.S. dollars or electronic. And there's also a big move toward electronic currency, so that Walmart, the report came out today, and many other major distributor stores want to have electronic currency only. What they should understand is that the mark of the beast, which is electronic virtual money, will be a new version of the U.S. dollar that will be illegal to have actually money in your pocket. It's not going to be the euro. People say, oh, the euro and the euro rise of the European Union. The euro, you couldn't print enough of them in order to make it up. But the American dollar, no problem. In fact, even the many trillions that have been printed in the last few years is only a small percentage of the total number of circulating dollars on the planet. So,
yeah, it is. It is the global currency.
It's a global currency. And so the mark of the beast is going to be an electronic version of the U.S. dollar. And the enforcer will be the U.S. president, in collusion with other powers like Russia and China to make their currencies and their convertibles through this mechanism.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, and we're back with Tex Mars. Tex, this article is really pretty mind-boggling, but it actually is true. We're actually on the precipice of, either way, we, as you say, you've mentioned this paradox. What's that called again, the paradox? Hobbes' paradox.
Hobbes' choice.
Hobbes' choice.
You lose either way, so you have to choose the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, we could say that choices. if we were a shrimp, we would be able to talk to the chef. The chef would say, "We are going to die, but you can be flambéed or sautéed, but either way, you're going to be dinner.
Either way, you're going to be there." Yeah. In my article, of course, I have a picture of Mitt Romney when he was over in Israel recently, and he's hugging Jewish Congresswoman Ileana Rosen-Lehtinen from down in Florida. She's head of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She's Jewish. Of course, she's a Sionim. And by the way, this report, this 82-page report published by all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, it is very rare when they put out a joint report. It's called Preparing for a Post-Israel Middle East. It says that in the United States, there are more, the Zionists have more than 60 front organizations active in spying efforts that are really hostile to the United States' interest.
Well,
and it says, quote, I'm going to quote it, there are approximately 7,500 U.S. officials who do Israel's bidding.
Right, and that means that,
you know, we can
bureaucrats
include a lot
as well.
Of Jews, but then there are people like Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator John McCain, Senator Charles Schumer, who of course is Jewish, but a New York senator. So all of these work together, and then when you throw in Bain, people don't realize, as you do, Dr. Bill, we've talked before, Bain, the company that Mitt Romney was CEO of, that's run by a former Mossad agent, one of the top people in the Mossad, Odit Gadish. Bain actually owns Clear Channel Communications, from where we have the Zio fanatics like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Michael Savage, all spouting warmongering pro-Israeli propaganda. So this is a Zionist fifth column run by Bain called Clear Channel. It's the largest radio network in the world.
Right.
And it is all made up of neocons, pro-Israel people, and again, it's owned by Bain. So it may be that the mainstream media, because of the liberal, you know, the Brian Williams, the dopey gals on the, what is the show on the every day where you have Whoopi Goldberg and all of them, Barbara.
Oh yeah, the View. Yeah.
Yeah, they certainly, they don't know enough what to do. They're just always liberal. But even the mainstream media, the New York Times posted an article negative to Obama. Newsweek pictured Obama 3 weeks ago on his front cover and says, "Goodbye, Mr. President." And they published an article in Newsweek, one of the most liberal, pro-Democratic Party publications in America, saying, "It's time for Obama to go. He's a failed president." Who would have ever believed Newsweek would do that?
Well, I can tell you right now, what we're facing is we have, if Obama gets in, which I think is more, I'd say 90% chance, we are marching toward a peace treaty and a detente with Sunni and Shiite Islam, and a world moving toward a now with the QE3, which occurred, by the way, these things are linked together. QE3 is the march, the next step toward the mark of the beast. January 15th, 4 months from now, the national real ID comes in. And at the whim of the director of Homeland Security, they can put an RFID tracker chip. As we're speaking, the FBI are suing all of the phone companies in America to get backdoor access to everybody's passcode to know your GPS coordinates of your cell phone at all times.
Wow, that's amazing. Of course, we also have Napolitano and her lesbian cabal at Homeland Security. She has announced she is just about putting the finishing touches on the new Cyber Communications Act, so that they can take over all the internet and force their police state on us. So,
well, again, actually, I'm looking forward to Fairness in Broadcasting, because I'd like to have a pinhead that I could bounce things off and rip them apart on air. So bring it on. I mean, if they want to give me another host who I will have to pay my airtime, but they have to get insert their stupid comments, by all means, bring your pinheads.
Yeah, I think if that happens, Dr. Bill, I think the Bill Deagle Show ought to say, "Hey, we want to be on the public broadcasting network, PBR radio."
Right now we're on Genesis Network, and despite all the events and people that have tried to suppress it, it's continued to grow. We now have millions of audience data.
Exactly,
I
can testify that your program is one of the at the very top. My mail email shows that when I'm on your program.
Oh yeah, and we want people know that we don't cut any quarter, and if we find something that revises our viewpoints and things, we don't mind admitting we're wrong and we move forward. The fact is, though, that we can see this crystallizing into a situation where we've got Romney totally in the back pocket of maniacs in Israel that even most Israelis don't support. Only about 15% of Israelis are actually nuts enough to support Netanyahu. And coming to power, which is very dangerous in Israel. There's so many that have made statements that...
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Dr. Bill, one of the things that I think is very important, a lot of Americans believe that if Mitt Romney is elected, our taxes will not be increased. But if he starts a war in the Middle East, which he has promised Israel he will do, as you know, he believes the Mormon Church is the kingpin in the religious world, and it's very important to him to do what the Mormon Church hierarchy tells him to do. So if there is a war in the Middle East, and there will not be, I believe, under Obama, at least one where the United States will be involved, but there will be one if Romney's involved, I want people to understand something. Congressman Paul Ryan, who's head of the House Finance Committee looking into the taxes and all that, his plan calls, and this is on my webpage,
right?
But I don't know why Americans don't understand this. But listen to this: in addition to our federal income tax we have right now, Paul Ryan and other Republican leaders introduced legislation in 2009 to install a 8.5% federal consumption tax. That's like a supersized sales tax, 8.5%
basically a VAT,
federal sales tax on everything, wholesale and retail, that's sold in America.
Wow.
That is a legislation proposed by Congressman Paul Ryan, who is the vice president. They're going to tell everybody in America, we got to have this. It's a war tax. If you're not patriotic, then, you know, we don't want you. But if you're patriotic, you've got to support our new war tax. And that's how they're going to get a federal sales tax and a consumption tax, just like Europe's got its value-added tax. This is the Republican plan. They will cut our Social Security. They will cut Medicare while extending it and giving it out 35 million illegal aliens and so forth, because that is Romney's plan, to promote amnesty and illegal immigration. That is Ryan. That is the Republican plan, as well as Obama. So there's not going to be any difference in
illegal
aliens.
The difference is
that Romney and Paul Ryan, and I want to repeat this again, I want people to go and Google up Paul Ryan federal consumption tax 2009, and they will see that he has actually introduced legislation. Can you imagine the gall? While they're saying they want to cut taxes for Americans, Paul Ryan, the chairman of that committee, now running for vice president, actually introduced legislation to give us an 8.5% consumption tax. That is incredible. That's on top of the federal IRS 1040s.
What it'll do is it'll kill small business and medium business. It'll destroy the middle class.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we know that voucher care means, well, we're not going to give you health care. We're going to give you a voucher.
What? Yeah, exactly.
And if you know how useless...
So it's the Hobson's choice. We get it going both ways.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, you're going to have New World Order either way you like it.
Yes.
But I don't call it the election anymore. I call it the selection. Back in a moment. Tex Mars.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and you know, people need to understand, when we're talking about this, we're not being anti-Semitic. My family, my mother's side, were Cohens in the first century in the Sanhedrin and became believers, the Naima family. So we can't be anti-Semitic. What we want to do is we need to make sure that people understand, Israelis understand, Jews understand around the world, including Russians, that the only way that America is going to survive and Israel survive, because their fates are tied together, is if we have a repentance by the Jews. If they don't receive their Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, they will be destroyed. And there's no doubt now the final time of Jacob's trouble is coming quickly. It's almost certain that the U.S. president now, and you did the research, will receive the scroll of Bush passed by the Sanhedrin to Bush in January 2007, that is passed on to Obama. He's, I'd say, 90% chance he is the likely next president. And I'm going to make this bold statement that the next president of the next term will be the one to sign the peace treaty that partitions the state of Israel, allows the Jews to start the sacrifice on the Temple Mount, and allows the time of Jacob's trouble to start precisely on the day of Tabernacles. And I wrote that in clay and iron back 13 years ago. I received it 24 years ago, and everything is proving more accurate every day that that's where we're going. The mark is going to come from America. No one but someone like Obama could bring peace between the so-called Sunni Islam, when he calls it the Quran, the holy book, even though many things he does wouldn't be accepted in Islam, being homosexual, drinking, taking drugs, etc. But the fact is, he's a chameleon. And he's thoroughly a narcissist and totally ticked off with the out-of-control Jewish lobby that are trying to stage-manage everything he does. And in the second term, as he said to Mr. Medvedev, he's almost certainly going to be much more flexible, which means he doesn't want to go to war with Russia. He wants to be considered the peacemaker of the planet. He wants to be worshipped as the one that brings Israel and the Palestinians together so they have a two-state solution, which is the Oslo Accord. And I believe he'll probably accomplish it.
Yeah, I think he will too. And he remember, he will turn America into a socialist, communist country. And in so doing, he's going to increase welfare. And I think we now have 51% of Americans who pay no income taxes.
47% is the number on the latest report. 47.
And so these, I think, will be increased, and I can see food stamps being doubled, tripled. The welfare class will be given an incredible amount of money, and with the infusion of millions more illegal aliens into the United States, there will be an unstoppable a colossus here. You know, he'll not only have that 47%, but in 4 years' time, he will also probably appoint one, maybe two more Supreme Court justices, and they will be the same kind we've been given by Sotomayor and all the others.
Right, exactly.
So that will also cement his power, and probably the issue of executive orders will go before the court, and they will rule for him. We've already seen the court say that the NDAA Act is constitutional. In other words, forget about the Bill of Rights. Forget about reasonable cause.
Well, Congress doesn't do their job. Congress is not doing their job. If Congress is doing their job, they remove these justices for unconstitutional behavior.
Of course, they could. They can even limit jurisdiction on certain cases of the courts. They've got that right on the Constitution. But I think they're frightened to do so. And of course, we now have Congress that's split between the Senate and the House. If the Senate and the House all becomes Republican, then I think Obama will move to the executive order.
I think you're likely to see that. In fact, I think it's very possible you'll get a reelected Obama and you'll have gridlock with the Senate and Congress moving toward Republican, and you'll have gridlock with executive orders and a lot of legal wrangling going on, and you'll have Obama just reaching for any possibility to declare martial law.
Yes, and I want to say something to people. If they think that the Republicans will say no to Obamacare, I want people to understand something. Just 3 months ago, Paul Ryan and his committee and the entire House, not the entire, but the House voted and approved $105 billion to implement Obamacare. All they would have had to do was to say no. They have the power of the purse. But this is something that was not reported generally in the press, that the House of Representatives, that is controlled by Mr. Boehner, the Speaker, and with Mr. Ryan, Congressman Ryan is the head of that budget committee, they actually gave Obama $105 billion to implement the first year of Obamacare. People, Americans don't know that. They hear Ryan and Romney and Boehner say, no, we're not going to go along with this. But in addition to Congress approving it you'll remember that several years ago, I think it was about one vote, now they have actually approved the money. See, first you approve the whole system, the bill, the structure, which they did, the 2,700-page bill. But now they've actually approved the money. That just happened in 2012. So whenever Ryan and Romney and others say, we Republicans will stop Obamacare, baloney. They've already approved the money for the first year.
Yeah, exactly. See, Obamacare allows them to do a eugenicide, which is to cut off health care and also stop new innovation. See, it's not a matter of controlling costs. As I'm writing this white paper we're going to have over in Clay and Iron in the next few weeks, you could cut the actual cost of health care. You could allow innovation in health care. You could have people, get personal trainers to take nutraceuticals, get their own health under control, and get tax breaks. It's not a matter of money. They are supporting the drug industry and the big health care insurance industry. It's like taking a percentage in the mafia. You don't care how big the thing is as long as you get your percentage. So the government doesn't, they like this. They like balloons that blow up, like health care. And they also want, they want people to realize that they're going to maintain control. That is, health care, the Obamacare health care, is not so much about saving health care or saving Medicare or whatever. It's getting control of the population. For example, one of the things that people don't realize about Obamacare is there are over 50 recommended stacked vaccines that need to be given to adults. And if Obamacare is fully implemented, they will actually say it's mandatory. We will, if necessary, send armed police officers to force you to be vaccinated. People say, that can't happen.
I believe that is coming. You're so right.
Oh, yeah. And people say, that won't happen. Look at the number of states that are trying to pass legislation. Here in California, they're trying to pass a law to say they're going to force parents to actually sit in front of a doctor, pay for a consult, or a nurse practitioner or doctor, to hear a song and dance about how unreasonable they are that they will refuse to vaccinate their children, especially if they're in private school. So they're saying you still have the right to refuse, but you can only refuse after you've been browbeaten.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, don't you think they'll eventually get to the point in a few more years where it will be child abuse to submit your children.
Well, not
to
only that, they're doing it among health professionals. I get panic calls from doctors and nurses every week that the doctors and nurses are being put on notice that because less than half of the doctors, and the same in Canada or in other countries, refuse to take the vaccines like the flu vaccine, and the health professionals and in the hospitals, the doctors and nurses are being told, if you don't take these, we'll remove you from the staff.
Boy.
So what's happening is it's not just patients. These organizations are actually threatening to remove health providers if they don't take the full load of these vaccines. And the number of vaccines is mind-boggling. And I can tell you, because of my background in immunology, you'll see an increase in autoantibodies, immune system dysfunction, cancer rates, and immune-generated heart failure, kidney failure, and dementia.
You know, Dr. Bill, my own personal physician, and I don't want to mention his name over the air because I'm sure they would try to punish him, but he's been in practice for many years now, and he was telling me that he was not joking. He and his wife are already thinking of trying to figure out alternatives to the medical profession. Here's a guy that's a seasoned physician and doctor. He's been of great help. I think he's saved my life. But he's saying, I don't want to be a medical doctor under these kind of conditions. I don't.
Exactly.
In the Obamacare world, we're looking to work, you know, what we might do otherwise.
Well, that's what I do right now with my nutraceuticals. I have nutraceutical protocols
yes.
for fighting everything from cancer to a blocked artery in your leg to asthma to chronic arthritis, chronic Lyme disease, et cetera. And we have protocols. We have literally people that recover every day with a one iota of drugs.
None. There you go. That's
and it's
it.
A minuscule fraction of the cost. And if you're innovative and you know the right test to do, you can prove it that it actually works. So we do that every day. It's not something remarkable. It's something that's very doable. But they don't want this. And ultimately, the big drug companies and the big insurance carriers are freaked out by if many doctors actually start to get the word. And they are actually more and more by droves are moving into what we call functional quantum medicine, where they use nutraceuticals. You can use imaging like high-speed CT scans and other techniques. You can use nutraceuticals post-op so you get faster recovery or
right.
better pain control. But the fact is they don't want to hear it. Amazing discussion today, Tex. I think your analysis is right on. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you, Dr. Real. God bless.
Take care. God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.